This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to play the video of what Jesse Ventura, who's coming on later next week, has to say about Donald Trump. He says it's shaking the system to its core. That's Paul Watson's latest article up on Infowars.com. Experts, weeks till global collapse. We've got that breakdown video from yesterday's interview with Mr. Dent up on Infowars.com. You know, I tend to listen to Schiff's analysis on inflation, and I see evidence of it, but I also see some things being deflated. And I don't know who's more right, him or Dent, but I tell you, any way you look at it from any angle, and believe me, I'm not wanting this. I just know we're sitting on top of the biggest bubble the world has ever seen. Real estate, currencies, debt, derivatives, and elites are building armored redoubts and gearing up for martial law, and there's huge military actions taking place. Is it all for naught? And in many areas of the world are in depression. I want to talk about this subject with listeners. You can call in about anything you want, but I'd like you to also give me your take on, do you think the global collapse is coming? What do you think it's going to look like? It's already really bad in a lot of parts of the world. Or just can this keep rolling on forever? What do you think all the preparations are for? Classified. Pentagon exercise revealed U.S. would struggle to win war with Russia. It would take everything we had. Paul Joseph Watson article, Infowars.com. The Pentagon has been running a series of exercises throughout the summer based on the hypothetical ground war with Russia, which reveals the U.S. would struggle to defeat Moscow. Their Navy's not good, but they got missiles, they got tanks, and they got nukes. Two defense officials who refused to be named today told the Daily Beast that Washington is not ready for a sustained conflict. Could we probably beat the Russians today in a sustained battle? Sure. But it would take everything we had, one official said. What we are saying is that we are not ready as we want to be. But if nuclear weapons get used, none of it matters. And there's a good chance they would. So stop looking at having this war. Stop trying to topple the Russian government. If our government had the moral high ground and wasn't a bunch of criminals, I would still say if the Russians aren't invading other countries, aren't trying to take over, don't mess with them. You just, as common sense historically, that's criminal. But we have a disgusting government trying to turn the Middle East over to Al-Qaeda and the Saudi Arabians. So there's just no moral high ground anywhere here. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have depleted the U.S. Army's ability to maintain a sufficient troop presence, the exercises revealed. There would also be little time to sufficiently train airmen for the conflict. Against an adversary like Russia, this is a quote, we can't take the kind of air dominance we've had in conflict since 9/11 for granted. Yeah, you're not even in a position like you were in Iraq or Afghanistan. This is the Russians. And yes, they have a rotting Navy, and let's bring Joe Jennings in if he's there at his desk, because he brought up the fact, why don't we just have Putin and Obama get in the boxing ring and fight like they did in old times, our two champions, instead of us having nuclear war and killing the planet. You want to add anything else, Joe?
Yeah, I think that it solved two problems. You know, that's a race war. We could solve the race war problem right there.
You could say the Russians are behind the African slave trade.
Sure.
I mean, Putin is white. It's his fault.
It's his fault.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Obama and Putin?
Oh, come on. Obama's a smoker. Putin's bear, Russian bear.
Really? I'd love to see that fight. I don't know. I mean, Obama grew up in Chicago. He's probably pretty tough.
He'd probably poke him in the eye.
I think he could take out the KGB agent. You know.
I don't know.
Old Pooty Poot. No, Pooty Poot does jujitsu all day in the martial arts. I think he would probably dispatch you old Obozo pretty quick. But they're both puppets in the end of the day.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Oh, I recognize that music. One of my favorite B-movies, Escape from New York. Another amazing classic from the great director. You know, speaking of Escape from New York, since you guys came in with this intro, that ties in. Let's pull up in a minute the trailer. You can find it on YouTube from Escape from New York. This that came out in the early 1980s, where you got a shadow government, black helicopters. New York's been turned into a giant prison colony, which is something the French and others have done with islands before. And the president gets brought down by a terrorist in the middle of New York City. If you haven't seen the John Carpenter classic, and they put exploding microchips in the arteries of Snake Plissken, a special ops guy, and send him in. We were just talking about having Obama and Putin in a ring, give them both baseball bats with nails in them, instead of, you know, us having nuclear war. How about they get in a ring? I mean, back in the old days when they'd have wars in Spain between the different Christians, they wouldn't have wars most of the time between one city-state and another. They would just have their champions fight. And back then, it was usually the king or his son. Like, you didn't get to be a king 1,000 years ago in Spain. or in England unless you didn't lead the troops. And see, I can see back then you admired the king as if you like your war champion, you know, the toughest, smartest guy around. Nowadays, we have these globalist slime bags, you know, that get advice from Gruber about how to lie to everybody. Oh, what great leaders you are. So I'm told we already have it. That was quick. Good job. So why not, before I go to your phone calls, play the trailer for Escape from New York? I think this is the answer. How about Escape from the New World Order? And then we're going to cover the news I haven't hit. I've already mentioned some of it. And take your phone calls on the world financial collapse that I think is pretty clear is starting to unravel. Is it this fall, this winter, next year? I don't know, but it's getting closer, and the elites are bunkering and digging in. What do you think's going on? 800. It's a free-for-all. Everybody can call in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. But without further ado, Escape from New York.
New York, 1997. The entire city is a walled maximum security prison. The bridges are mined. The rivers are patrolled.
I'll do this with Chicago and New York.
And the United States Police Force has everything under control.
We now have the United States Police Force. We don't have it. Cameras everywhere. Communists taking over. It's actually happening now in 2015. It's the president's the commie leader, Duke number one.
I'm going in.
Going in. I think I'm going to sneak in some more stuff.
From New York, the high adventure of the future. One man must go in where no man has ever gotten out. And if he comes back alone, his nightmare has just begun. Who are you? John Carpenter's Escape from New York.
Heard you were dead.
This stuff is like gold around here, you know.
That's a great movie. I think I'm going to watch that tonight.
Escape from New York. This escape of them all is about to blow the future apart.
Escape from L.A. is horrible. She did L.A. to fall off in the ocean. Of course, that's not funny. It might actually do it. It culturally has already fallen off in the ocean. 800-259-9231. Here's the deal. As stuff unravels, which the elite is orchestrating, as they want a post-industrial world, as they kill NASA, kill developments, kill technological developments that they don't control, I'm going to be in the rear with the gear out in the countryside. I'm doing my best to try to stop all this from unfolding, but there is no enemy to even attack in a civil war. They're going to try to brand it as if you go shoot cops or shoot the military, you're winning. That's the plan, is to chew up the police and military during a martial law crackdown to then, after a year of the lights being off or more, bringing in the UN forces. And that's not out of movies, folks. That's out of the admissions. In fact, I ought to pull all that up. I've talked about it. We got the documents and actually show that. Because I've seen it in the Washington Post where, like, during emergencies, they will bring in foreign troops to stabilize the United States. You want to know how they're going to handle states that rebel? Governors that don't go along with stuff, they're just going to turn the power off. Because all the microchips in these power plants and these grids, the globalists have the codes to. You see, that's what smart growth is. That's what the smart cities are, the smart trans, the smart appliances is all maximum overdrive for real. But it's not Skynet being run by machines, as I always said. It's Skynet run by the humans. using the machines against the rest of the humans, which in the last Terminator, not the latest one, I haven't seen that, but the last one that actually got produced by guys hooked in with the Bilderberg Group, I'll just leave it at that. It's a human brain at the core of Skynet running the operation. And that's basically what we're dealing with here in their freaked out minds. You're like, why would they want to do that? Because they believe that's how they're going to live forever. And before you think, oh, that's fantastical, that's not going to happen, remember, biometrics was invented in the 1850s, eugenics, all of it, by a British Royal Commission that funded a bunch of scientists to come up with a plan for social control for the Transylvanian royalty that rules Britannia. Now, that's more freaked out than a movie, isn't it? Vlad the Impaler's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. I think it's like 20 generations down over that 1,000 years or so to these people, and then their plan has actually worked, and they've now got almost planetary government and think they're going to merge with machines. And who knows, the machines might double-cross them. I mean, it's so dangerous. It's like the astronauts said we had on a few days ago. We're in a little bitty blue lifeboat with 20,000 nuclear weapons. More like 40,000, but he said 20. I guess he means operable. This is crazy town. But then the globalists created all of this, proliferated the weapons, and then want world government, or they're going to detonate them. Give them the power, give them world government, give them control, or they'll have nuclear war. And they've used our tax money to build the bunkers. You know what? Let's just go to calls now, and then I'll get to the news after that. I've already covered a lot of it, but there's some good news, some bad news, some crazy news, some insane news. Healthcare.gov is giving illegal aliens the free healthcare. Nobody else gets it. But if you, they don't verify Social Security numbers, citizenship status, none of it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at all this. It's just so ridiculous. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Robert in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in today. Yeah, I'm having a trouble on your phone. It may not be connected. Go ahead and try again. I'm going to have to put that caller on hold. We may have a failure on his phone or a failure at the network. We're going to put you on hold. Let's go to Andy in Tennessee. Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, a couple weeks ago you were talking about a thing. I think of it as a movement called What's Your Cause? And this really struck me because as I listen to the show, there's such a plethora of topics and issues that we're dealing with. And I hear you when callers call and they talk about, you know, they praise you and you're not into that. And I get that. But, you know, we do all have the power. The problem is that with all of this inundation of trouble, it's hard to nail down what exactly our cause is. And when we're able to figure that out, how to pursue that cause and rise up in that cause.
No, I hear you. So I'll let you continue, but let me just throw this out. I highlight the solutions, in my view. Get rid of Boehner. Put a patriot in the speakership. Expose the private Federal Reserve. Abolish the IRS. Get us out of the United Nations. Stop starting wars with foreign countries. Stop funding radical Islamicists. Control our border. Stop advertising free welfare to all of the unskilled workers of the world. You go down the line and say no to the globalist agenda. You cut off the blood supply to the New World Order.
Absolutely, but this is the thing, though, is with all of these topics, any one of us can latch on to one and then reach out to other people who have taken that on as their cause and then grow that cause to be a force within this battle against the globalists. But it's difficult to do that because it's hard to say where to start. And if there were a place, and I use your YouTube site as an example, on your YouTube channel, you have it broken down by topic, basically. And if we were able to have a clearinghouse where we can explore each thing and then find the one that really targets us, that really is on our heart.
Sure, I agree. We should have a specific video on the Federal Reserve, a specific video on genetic engineering, and a specific video. I mean, that's all great ideas. I'm going to come back and let you finish your point on solutions. And we'll go to Frank, Gerald, Carl, Frank, and others.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We're taking your phone calls in this third hour. Andy in Tennessee, specifically, what is it you think we can do better? Because there's 100 things, 1,000 things I could do better. InfoWars, though, is not the rise and fall of the liberty movement worldwide. That is in individual hearts and minds everywhere. We're just a focal point, breaking down history, trying to mobilize others to take action in their area, and then there's no way that the bad actors can stop us. That's why they want us decadent, dumbed down, not believing we have power. But you specifically, you know, have some ideas. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for bearing with me. But I'm thinking in terms of, I mean, maybe even just on your website, to keep it simple on your end, if you had links that could direct people to movements that were specifically involved in, say, international finance or the pro-life movement or what have you. And then it's out of your hands. It goes to the people, you know, the people who were.
No, I hear you. I got to jump, Andy. I got to jump. We have the links up to the group putting out the videos exposing Planned Parenthood. Anybody could just follow the video and link to them. We have the pro-life groups on and plug their websites. I mean, we actually spoon-feed all this. When you get down into local groups, I can't specifically say go to this group or that group because I don't have the human intelligence to say what's a group, what's a bad group. That's for you to suss out or for you to start as your own organization. But I hear you. We could do better. We'll try. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Very good. Thank you. Oh, just to let you know, basically, you're my Morpheus. You actually woke me up to everything that's going on. And everything that I know today, all the knowledge that have occurred, that I've actually known, is because of you. And just want, I just want to say that. And I can say you're part of my family every day.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored, sir, and it's a humbling job. But I'm just an average person who woke up to this earlier than you did. We were all in the Matrix at one time, and so I'm very honored, sir. Thank you.
Okay. My question is this. From the Pope, from our world leaders, from our bankers, from all the people that are causing all these travesties around the world, basically they want their Messiah, which is the devil, to come up and appear, basically. I don't want to sound religiously. I'm a Catholic. I don't trust the Pope. I think the Pope's a phony, in my opinion. I just want to just tell those people out there that are non-believers, they're first-time listeners to you, that you should start waking up, tell your friends and family what's going on, even though they probably laugh at you. But unfortunately, one day they're not going to be laughing at you because everything's going to turn out to be true. Hopefully that's not the case, but the way things are going right now, it's happening.
Well, so, sure. Christ told us, look out for wolves in sheep's clothing. And again, I mean, I wouldn't criticize the Catholic Church before because for all its problems, I saw mainstream media attacking it, which is a sign that they didn't like it. Well, that's because they were taking it over. You could say whatever you wanted about different periods of the Catholic Church. Now it's promoting socialism and communism, not fighting abortion, pushing world government, carbon taxes. I mean, Pope Francis is the most powerful globalist leader promoting the New World Order other than Obama right now. And it's just sickening. I mean, I watched like an hour-long video last night that was on Infowars.com of an upset Catholic, you know, saying I want my church back out in L.A. at an event, but I didn't really watch him so much. He was like two-thirds of the way in, and the media acted like it was outrageous, and he stood up and started yelling. It was like a communist meeting with them just organizing all the Catholics. But listen, I've got family that are Methodist, and I've gone to their Methodist church 15 years ago and 5 years ago and a year ago. Now you go there? They got a husband and wife team up there. They got rid of the old preacher who was anti-war and a pretty good classical liberal. They've got people in there. And, I mean, it is like hearing a Fidel Castro speech or something. But then they mix into it a bunch of eugenics and Planned Parenthood and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I mean, it's the churches are Democratic Party run. And they can be political as they want. They're left alone. If a conservative church says we shouldn't kill babies, the IRS comes after them. So there's a reign of intimidation and terror in this country. So I'm not just picking on the Catholic Church. But to have a pope behaving and acting like this, you know we're entering the final phase. This is a big deal. Go ahead.
I work with all these trendies at work and all these college students and all that stuff. And they, I'm telling you, they're still brainwashed. I tell them what's going on. They think they're so cool. They think they're part, you know, they think because they're educated, they're part of the establishment. I guess that sounds crazy to say that. But basically, these people are very damn ignorant, and it's just so damn frustrating. You're talking about eugenics. You're talking about...
Oh, yeah, all they have is their cult. They don't have a future. They don't have a job. They don't have health. But they have the cult that they're part of the intellectual team, And then we go out and interview them, and they want to put gun owners in forced labor camps. They are a cult of sniveling, dangerous, shallow, vapid scum. And I'll say it, they're a danger, a clear and present danger.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what to say, mother. Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while?
Can you hide them from the waiting world? Globalists, can you keep them in the dark for life?
Gonna check you down tonight.
Gonna show her my world.
My world. Oh,
not about to see your Illuminati light.
Not about to see your light. But if you want to die.
Drudge, Fox News to be censored under new federal rules, expert warns. I'm going to get to the news. I'm going to take a few calls, go into news, and back to your calls. Major breaking news is about to go up on InfoWars.com. They're going to bring the story in here in a moment. It just went up. I'll be telling you about that as well. And I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing. I don't take anything for granted, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And here is the new video. Spokane County, they've done it again. sheriff compares constitutionalists. Remember they said last year they need the armored vehicles for the American people? Mikhail Phelan wrote this article. I believe this is the type of story that should go viral. Doesn't mean Drudge should link to it. I just call it Drudge-worthy. We'll get it up on our Facebook and Twitter. Sheriff compares constitutionalists to ISIS. There are some of these folks that want to overthrow the government, period. This is how ISIS starts. So he's compared, and we're going to have that video. They're grabbing it right now, and we're going to be playing that here for you on air. Right now, let's go to some more of your phone calls, and we will be going over that as soon as we're able to grab the video. But that just broke. Mikhail Phelan, Infowars.com. And then let's grab the Spokane video from last year where the SWAT team commander goes, we need this armored vehicle. There are a lot of gun owners and veterans and constitutionalists. And we've got them in Indiana saying the same thing. Constitutionalists haven't done anything to anybody. I mean, maybe three cops a year. On average, I think four got killed in 2013, three in 2014. And I think two cops so far have been killed by constitutionalists where the media could link it to a group. Sovereign citizens. I mean, that's one of the lowest crime rates of any group out there. But if you watch MSNBC, you'd believe there is just an epidemic of police being killed by right-wingers. And it's total baloney. But they keep saying it's going to happen. And a lot of it is then it gets the police in this attitude of messing with constitutionalists. And then you get a self-fulfilling prophecy. Wow. So as soon as we get that video, we'll be playing it. The video is up on Infowars.com. Shock video, police prepare for war with gun owners and preppers. So they've now doubled down on it again. In fact, I'm in the article and in the announcement. In an article featured in the August 2015 edition of The Inlander, the Washington State Sheriff draws comparison to ISIS terror group while railing against everyone from InfoWars, Alex Jones, to Washington State Representative Matthew Shea. Yeah, we've got the photo of like six Washington State reps wearing. Will you guys bring me one? I wear it on one of my jackets. One of the Made in 1776 pins. Because really, anybody can wear an American flag. We need folks to start wearing 1776 lapels or little Paul Revere pelt. And the cover is him standing on a map. Let's show that again for TV viewers. Of don't tread on me people. Standing on the snake. Spokane is one of the most patriotic, anti-New World Order, awake areas. In fact, that's it. I'm going to speak with George Norrie in a week in Toronto. But I'm going to Spokane. That's it. This sheriff has done it. I'm going to pick a date today, and I always get busy. And I'm going to pick a date in like the next month or so to go to Spokane and to broadcast live from there, and I'm going to go to the sheriff's department nicely, and I'm going to ask for an interview with his lordship, and I'm going to say, man, knock it off. I don't know who's running you, who's in control of you, but you know they're trying to start a civil war with the Patriots? And by the way, they're not just right-wingers in Spokane. They're like libertarians that know what's going on. They're super awake. It's one of the most conservative cities in the country in an island of just brainwashed libtards is the word. I call them tyranny tards because they're not liberal. There are some of these folks that want to overthrow the government. No, the government was overthrown by foreign globalists. We want the government back. They want to hit a reset button, the sheriff said. If they're willing to lie to get that reset button, this is how ISIS starts. Lie. Oh, I'm a liar now. The Inlander piece highlights the sheriff's ongoing campaign against local conservative groups who he feels are pushing dangerous rhetoric. When asked to specifically name those responsible, he named both Representative Shea and all those folks who created the video about the deputy. The deputy, yeah, he says it's a lie. The deputy says constitutionalists are why they have armored vehicles. And we have that video. Here is that video.
The nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team and trying to get in, they safely can, they can full run through them. Take enemy fire and still try to address the threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that, that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
Oh my gosh. And by the way, then the sheriff said it was edited, so they put out the full 5-minute interview, and he said even more worse stuff. It's like the Planned Parenthood thing. I mean, we have police departments and sheriff's departments from New York to Indiana to Washington State to Colorado to Florida making the exact same statements. This is amazing. So this news is up on Infowars.com. Artist rendition of the sheriff standing on a Don't Tread on Me flag in August issue that just came out. In fact, we can click to enlarge that and put that on screen for TV viewers. Infowars.com. Radio listeners, just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I want that red linked. I mean, what is wrong with this sheriff? He can't be that stupid to fall into George Soros' hands. They've spent countless billions in the last few decades to get a civil war going between the gun owners and the police. I mean, number one, that's traitorous. Number two, most of the cops they know are conservative or libertarian. As bad as some of the police are, folks, they're more awake than the general public. I mean, it's a fact. They're not our enemy. We need to reform the police from the feds, who themselves are captured. And so you got these little stars. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which he admits he's advised by in the ADL, criminal organizations, in my view, anti-American organizations, clearly. I mean, the ADL's lost lawsuits. They've been caught breaking into police departments to steal intelligence files in San Francisco. They are so creepy. And that's the ADL. And I just don't know what to say anymore that he would be dumb enough to be part of this whole movement to start a fight with the liberty movement. And the globalists are very close to staging terror attacks and blaming it on us. That's very clear. And this is their ace in the hole. That's why they keep saying, I want to kill cops. I support the Boston bombing, blah, blah, blah. Just out of the blue, the Oath Keepers are there threatening people with guns, and they work for us. They're not threatening anybody. And they don't work for us either, but we support what they're doing. All these misrepresentations because I'll get up here and have an investigative journalist on about Jeb Bush connected to narcotics trafficking or Hillary Clinton connected to third world dictators. And, yeah, I'm aggressive about it because if I'm going to risk my life, I mean, I'm angry. I'm going in. This is real, people. It's not a game having the Pope call for world government. It's not a game, all the different things they're doing to us. Fluoride in the water on record is to brain damage us and lower our fertility. That enough is reason for revolution, but it's not revolution. Criminals, eugenicists, hijack the country. The window into it all is the baby parts. A month ago they were saying that was fake video. Then they said it was edited. Then they said it wasn't true. Now they are defending the sales. It's a lot worse than the baby parts. And, yeah, I'm angry about it. But as a man at a genetic, cellular, spiritual level, I'm like the Tasmanian devil, man. I am ready to fight. And I understand 90% of war is physical, so I am savagely attacking them with the truth. And notice this sheriff says we're liars. I remember the articles we wrote about last year when all this broke. And his video press release where he says InfoWars are liars. Buddy, I'm a liar like I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. I mean, my problem is I can't control myself and I tell the truth. Sometimes when I should just keep my mouth shut. I crave the truth. I live the truth. I want to be the truth. I mean, I'm so truthful that when, you know, girlfriends and stuff would ask me, does this dress look good? I'd tell you no. Or does this shit on the end of my nose look bad? Yeah, it looks bad. So what? All I got's my integrity. That's why they always attack it, because they got my phones tapped, my computers tapped. They know all about me going back to high school. They know how real I am, how I went up against drug dealing cops when I was 16 years old, 15 years old. They know I've always been involved. I've been involved fighting tyranny since I was 14 years old, before I even knew I was doing it. I'm at a party with my buddy's older brother. His older brother's getting drugs for cheerleaders. I notice it's a guy in a uniform driving off in the Corvette. I say to his brother, was that a cop just sold you that pot and that ecstasy? I wasn't smoking the pot or taking the ecstasy. It was for the cheerleaders. And he said, yeah, keep your mouth shut. I think I was like 12 or 13 then. By the time I was 14, I'd see cops that I knew were dealing drugs, and I'd be like, they'd pull over me and my buddy who was older driving with a six-pack of beer under the seat. And they go, oh, I'm going to take you to jail for this. And I'd say, I saw you deal drugs a few years ago. And the cop would just freak out and start hyperventilating and say, you want me to kill you, kid? And I said, man, I don't know what you're doing, but you're not going to take me to jail for beer when you're a drug dealer. 14 years old. I understood that stuff. And Texas Monthly didn't believe me, so they went and investigated in Rockwall and found out the sheriff went to prison for cocaine importation and that the police department had been implicated in drug rings. Hell, they ran the prostitutes. They ran the drugs, all of it. And I wasn't involved in it. I lived in a wealthy golf course, upper middle class neighborhood. And, I mean, I just saw it for myself. And I'm not talking about me anymore. It's not about Alex Jones. It's that I had these experiences, and I'm not going to be signed on to it, aborting babies. Because if I go along with it, I'm involved in it. I'm not going to go along with DynCorp grabbing five-year-olds and putting them on slave trains. I'm not going to be involved in it. And let me tell you, if I don't fight it, I'm involved in it. I mean, I feel guilty that I'm not doing enough to fight it. When I cover this stuff, I feel like I've done it. That's what I call God-fearing. I mean, to explain how this feels, I feel guilty for all this stuff. I mean, I've seen like white thugs, black thugs, Hispanic thugs, you name it, repeatedly in stores in my life or at a gas station, smart off to some old man or some old lady. And I probably shouldn't do it. And now that I have kids, I don't. I got, you know, something else in the car to defend. And I'll just say, hey, listen, start a fight with somebody you think you can. They'll start blowing up. I'll go, line up. I'm going to beat your ass right now, you sons of bitches. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but that's true. And you know what it is? I know at those points I could wipe the floor with all those people. And it's not because I'm the toughest guy around. It's instinctive that I don't like punks and thugs running wild and running roughshod on people. That's a normal male response. You want to shoot your mouth off to an old lady? Why don't you say it to me, you punk? And I don't like seeing cops that act like gang members either. And that's what we have a problem with, is men that didn't have fathers around who think acting like a thug and following what gangsters taught them is what's tough. That's not tough. That's not manly. That's cowardly. That's weak. That's pathetic. A man will stand up to the three gang members, knowing full well you can get stabbed to death, and tell them I'll stomp your brains in. And let me tell you, I've done it too. And I'm not up here talking about how tough I am either. There comes a point when you got to stand up against scum. There comes a point when it doesn't matter what happens, that you got to stand up or you're no longer a human. And we reached that point a long time ago. So I don't give a you-know-what about the New World Order or what they do to me or anybody else. I've put my whole thing on the line, my family, my treasure, my name, all of it on the line, 100%. And when they bury me 6 feet under, you can know for sure I'll never compromise. I'll never sell out. I'll never submit. I'll never back down, because it's not in me to do it. And the reason we're in the position we are today is because other people don't have that attitude. Anyways. Excuse me. the sheriff is either stupid or he is a globalist, federal, wannabe gangster. And he makes me want to throw up that he's so dishonorable. And I'm going to go to Spokane, and he needs to man up and talk to me. Instead of sitting there talking trash about his constituents, they need to vote this guy out. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Excuse me. I get mad sometimes, and I try not to. We're in an info war, ladies and gentlemen. I've only plugged once an hour. It's how we fund the operation. I want to hire more reporters. I want to be able to send reporters around the country. I want to be able to sustain what we're doing and grow to the next level. We have incredible products from water filtration to the best nutraceuticals out there. Brain Force, Supermel Vitality's back in. InfoWarsLife.com. Help fund our operations so we can go up against these people at 110%. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. InfoWars.com. Go there. Support us, and bare minimum, send out on your email, your Facebook or Twitter, or your YouTube, Infowars.com/show. Hammer that link to the enemy. Hammer all these good sheriffs, bad sheriffs with the links, with the videos, and go, look at all the evil and the corruption. Quit convincing yourself to go along with the globalist takeover. It's meant to impoverish the country and shut everything down. Do you really want to be signed on to that? Most of these people aren't even bad. They're cowards, so they lie to themselves. That's why they hate us so much, because we're so right, and we hurt their conscience.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It is not my intention to have a show that sounds like a WWF wrestling match, but all that just mimics what guys act like when they really get mad. It's just I'm so tired of seeing the corruption and us being run over by tyranny. And I think about all the thugs and the liars and the scum, and it makes me really, really angry. We'll do a little bit of overdrive to finish up with these calls. There's a few other news items I need to hit, some good news. Time Magazine and others are reporting, so is the L.A. Times, that fish oil helps minimize disorders for those at risk of schizophrenia, study finds. Yeah, so many neurological disorders are physical, not genetic or, quote, mental. Like toxicity in the body, heavy metal poisoning. If you're, say, 20 years old, you go in and you're seeing little green men, they'll tell you you're schizophrenic and put you on medication. They won't test your blood for metal toxicity. I mean, they knew 30 years ago that if you take fish oil, it massively decreases epilepsy. And so there, another study about how great fish oil is, and it goes over it all. The omega-3 fatty acids, so important. In supplements, new research found. But even people predisposed for schizophrenia, where it runs in family, who took the supplement had massive positive effects. I mean, I know that I can be angry and upset at like 7, 8 at night when I got to keep working. And it was my dad a decade ago said, son, fish oil. And I could take like 4 or 5 fish oil, and I get like high off of it like I had 2 beers. I mean, it really works. What do you think Brain Force does? What do you think Super Male Vitality does? What do you think all these products are real? It's natural compounds, not drugs. I need to probably take some fish oil. In fact, my longevity fish oil from Forest Health is back there in the cabinet. Somebody bring me some EFAs. It does act as a sedative as well. And I apologize for getting mad earlier. Believe me, it's not an act. I get exhausted after I do it, and I shouldn't do it. It's just this latest article with this stupid sheriff. I don't want to be this guy's enemy. I know we're right. We just don't want to destroy the country and bring in basically corporate fascism. And so we're bad for no reason? You have made yourself bad by doing that. I want to go to something positive, too. This is these two sisters stumping for Trump. Stories up on Infowars.com, and Drudge has it. They're back. Donald gives hope to black lives. And whether Donald's good or not, at least it's getting past black-white. At least they're getting into an Americana idea of free market. Here it is.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
So I'm here just talking to my African-American brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Now, listen. I see your frustration.
Yeah.
And I can feel your pain.
Yeah.
But we can no longer take and parade the narrative Black Lives Matter in front of people when we don't feel like our own lives matter. When we take and we burn down our neighborhoods.
Yes.
When we take and we kill our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
When we rob from them.
Yes.
When we do destructive things, what we're telling people is we don't care about our own lives, and sometimes that's why people can't care about us.
That's right.
Now, what I want you all to do is to take that energy and channel it behind someone that I know that care about all lives, and that's Mr. Donald Trump.
That's right.
Look, he is working to bring jobs back to this country.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, you have jobs keeping their jobs over here, companies keeping their jobs over here for people like us so that you can become employed, and not only would you just be surviving in this country, but you should also be thriving in this country.
Right.
So I'm appealing to you to get behind the candidate, Mr. Donald Trump, that's going to do something for you, that's going to give you a hand up instead of a handout, baby.
Right.
Now, my brothers in the street, I understand your frustration, but it's time for you to get back to work, baby.
Right.
It's time.
Full video on Infowars.com. And the point is, it's breaking the Democrat monopoly over black folks. We'll be back in Overdrive, Infowars.com/channel. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. This is Infowars.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.